What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location. First off, let me start off by saying this. I took yesterday off. Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. Let me just say this. I took yesterday off. And before I did, there was speculation and consensus on the fact that since my daughter and granddaughter were off yesterday and would have been at the house, there was consensus on the fact that working may have been less stressful. And by stressful, I don't mean like in the, you know, horrible, terrible stress. I mean just like physical stress. Just stress, like when stress is put on something from pressure or engagement or whatever. There was consensus. But I took the day off. Actually, I had taken Tuesday off and Thursday off, and I was going to work Wednesday to save the PTO. But then I didn't get to bed till like, get to sleep till 4 o'clock in the morning, which wasn't no problem because that's just 1 o'clock in California. That's the time I usually go to bed. But my sleep cycles are all distorted anyway, but I'm doing good. So I went to the P-Funk show, Pittsburgh. It was good. And before the show, I was saying, I truly, you know, was apprehensive but not completely sure I would have a good time, like I always do. I always think that I might not have a good time until I do it. Like when somebody say, yeah, it's going to be a good show, I'd be like, well, we'll see. Even though it usually is. And even these last few shows, this has been killing them. And this show, one thing I said about this show, it was an okay show. It was an okay show, but it felt really, really good. I mean, as far as the, I guess the technical details and the techniques and all that blah 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 stuff, it was still solid. I mean, it was still solid. And the energy was, I've seen it higher, but it just felt good. It just overall felt good. Everybody had a good time. I did. I was front row center somehow. Got to the show. Ran into Larry Vern Funkster Jones, hanging out with him, talking to him. He tricked me into doing a Bootsy promo for Funk Up Fight. First, I'm like, okay. He said, he gave the camera to his niece. He was like, yeah, get this. So I thought it was going to be a selfie, you know, so I'm posing. Then he started talking. So I said, oh, it's video. Next thing I know, he talking to Bootsy. And he's going, funk now fight. And I'm standing there going, I mean, I said it. You know, I didn't want to blow the chance at promo visibility. Plus, I was wearing my JeffreyTV.com shirt, or my Jeffrey TV shirt. Not that that mattered, but, you know, because Funk Not Fight, you know, I'm not a philanthropist. I'm not evangelizing anything. You know, if anything, you ask me, fighting is funky. You know, I'm like, fight for the funk, you know. So, but I understand what they're trying to do in inner cities and present opportunities to certain people who may be disenfranchised or at a disadvantage or at risk. I get it, you know, Funk Not Fight. I get it. But it's just not, you know, where my Jeep Renegade, look at my car. It's not where my attention usually is, or intentions, attention. But yeah, it was good. It was just a good show. One thing about P-Funk show, and I gotta say this too. I love Norwood. I love Angelo, Dirty Wall, John Stewart. Kendall, I think his name is, another guy on guitar. You know I love him. I love him. With that Fishbone music? Nope. Nope. I'm just like, is this over yet? And then they played one song that was kind of on the one or had that rhythm. I don't know, 1-3 signature. I don't know. People try to explain it to me what it is. You know, and it was like, yeah. You know. Because Mr. Fisher can play it when he wants to. The bass, you know, bass and drums. They could do it. They definitely could do it. But this is a Fishbone thing. I turned around, looked back at the crowd a couple times. I don't think they was having it either. And I was like, this the Midwest. We don't funk with Fishbone here. And that's a California band. Keep it on the coast. No, I'm just playing. I'm just teasing. But yeah, I just went. I was just like, And I guess I may have been just in the mood for P-Funk. Because Blue Eye Extinction, I was the same way. I was just like, my feet hurt. And I was just like, Then as soon as P-Funk came out, soon as they came out, that first note, energy, just, I was there. In fact, even before they came out, they started playing something. They started playing Funkadelic. You heard George say, not yet. It was the coolest thing. They started playing then, and then George said, not yet. I was like, it was just. And you know, I mentioned Open and Axe because during Open and Axe, the bass was up loud. And when P-Funk came out, it was like the bass wasn't being sent to the PA. It was like you can hear the bass a little bit, I think, from Mr. Curry's speakers, Mr. Ronnie Skeet Curtis speakers, but it wasn't booming. It wasn't like that in your face, boom, boom. And it made it interesting because you could hear different parts. You could hear more parts. You could hear the bass line where it's supposed to be. The drum kick still had a little bit of bottom to it, so you felt, you know, that spot was hit. And you could hear the bass. And on certain songs, the guitar was playing close to the bass line. So it was, you know, the essence of the bottom was there, but it wasn't like, you know, Posse on Broadway, Sir Mix-a-Lot, boom, 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 like that. It wasn't that thick, you know, in your face bass until later, after a while they got it together. But it was interesting to hear the guitars and hear Mr. Bedrosian and hear other things play that you usually wouldn't hear with the bass, like over the top of that. And the horns, you can hear the horns, you know, everything, you know, so. I was like, first, I said, I wonder if they're doing this on purpose. And then, like, through the show, whatever happened, something happened, it came back up and boom, you know, that bass is back in there. You hear the vocals a little better, all that, you know. So, that was interesting. It was a good show. I mean, it's had a good time. I had a really good time. It was front row, hanging out with Darlene Dardell. Dardell was there. I had been Facebook friends and going back and forth with her. You know, with Steelers and this and that for years. And she was up there talking to me. I was like, who are you? Or something like that. She was like, Darlene. I was like, oh my God. You know, and then we ended up front row. She up there with her cane. And I was front row center. When I got there, all I was saying, ran into Larry Function Jones, talking to him, you know, going back and forth. We got there early, of course, like 2 hours before doors open. So I walk around, got me a Slurpee or something at the gas station around the way. And I went to check the entrance. There was somebody standing in line. And I was like, I always like to go see who's first. He first, you know, talk to them, you know, get their story. I did that in Bristol last time. You 18, 19 year old dude was there, so much energy, just so, you know, he had made a video documentary about Quasar. I was like, Quasar? I said, you don't even look like you old enough to even remember a Quasar. And he said he found it through a different route, through comic books or some kind of other way of you know, Googling and Quasar just having pop up, and he ended up getting into it. He made a documentary about it. So I like talking to the people, you know, first one there. And the dude was there. I was like, wow, man, you're here early. Yeah, I guess because the tickets, the website said doors at 6, show at 7. But my ticket said doors at 7, show at 8. So people started showing up early and leaving, some left, some to the line. But the line started to grow, and I was like, I can't stand here that long. So I went back over to the other side, and they had this thing called a fast pass. I went and paid $15 to get in the fast pass line, and was able to skip a lot of that general admission line. Because I was there early, started talking to the people in line, you know, so they remember me. Well, if I was to leave and come back, you know, being cordial and that. And then people start gathering up, standing with Funksta. And we kind of, you know, start. Ron Belton walked up, and, you know, all of us, we just, you know, we got in with our fast pass. I was like the third one in the venue. And for whatever reason, two people got in there before me. I mean, of course, people weren't in there before me. But they didn't get the front row. I mean, they didn't get center. They were a little bit off the center. And I was like, ugh. And for some whatever reason, I just naturally walked to where they were. And then I said, oh, y'all here? Okay, let me get this side. And I went over to the other side, and it was dead center. That was the center part. They were like off center. And so I was in the dead center. I was looking right dead straight at the drums. Like, that's good. Then I'm standing there, you know, doing the show, opening act. You know, some people drink too much. And I guess some lady or girl or whatever brought her mother in a wheelchair. Now, I've been standing there for like an hour already. I guess she gonna put her mother right behind me and ask me to move. Me and Darlene had just had that conversation about maintaining our space and why we got here early and the position we in, you know. So, and I was like, I knew not to get into it with her. I kind of knew not to actually say the word no. And I knew it was a delicate situation in which I probably could quote unquote lose, even though I didn't really do anything. Cause she wanted me like to move to the side so her mother could sit. She gonna come and pull the wheelchair up right behind me. Number one, I don't even think a wheelchair is supposed to be on the floor. Fishbone was playing when he said, yeah, it could be a mosh pit. You know, and they saw, you know, people around me saw me, and you know, they saw what she was doing. She may or may not have been drinking. She called me the devil, respect the elderly. And she just pulled out everything. But what happened was she's like, could you move? And I was like, at first I was like, move where? There's nowhere to move. She's like, you just move a little. I was like, move where? There's nowhere to move. And that's about as much as I said. After that, I just stopped. I just smiled when she was talking to me. Or I just turned around. She said, oh, it's like that. Oh, it's going to be like that. I just turned around. And then, you know, during it, you know, I wanted to see what the crowd was doing. So I turned around, you know, let her see my face, and she's still talking. And, you know, people looking at me. I looked at the people that was with me, and it was like, what you going to do? It's on you. We ain't getting in this. It was like, what you going to do? And I was just like smiling, you know. So I go, whatever. I said, where's security at? First thing I said, where's security at? So I looked and saw where security was, just in case I had to, you know. But it was, you know, I handled it. It was almost interesting. It gave her a little bit of spice to have some kind of drama, you know, to people. So of course, she was black, you know. Mother was black, respect your elders. Saw my LA MAGA shirt. She said, yeah, you even got that satanic stuff on your shirt. This is as you, just, you know, going in on me. People around me was just like looking and you know, not directly acknowledging how they felt about the situation. But, you know, just kind of like, what you gonna do? You ain't wrong. We ain't saying nothing with this crazy lady. But it was good. I ended up, you know, I ain't moved. I was like, and right before that, I was thinking, I am front. That's when I realized I was like front row center. I mean, center, dead straight at Denzel on the drum. You know, I mean, just like center. I was like, oh my. I was like, how did I get here? Front row center at the rail, front row. I was like, okay. And tonight is seats, which I think is probably going to be good, because with seats, I can walk around during the opening act should I want to, or I can sit down during the opening act. You know, and then when the show starts, I can come and my seat is there. And I look today, I'm section 2, row A, seat 9, and that's probably one or two seats off center. So it's like, okay, Jeff, you did good. I'm like, Jeffrey, you did good. It's like, Jeffrey, you did good. So we're gonna go up there tonight for that in Cleveland. It was cool too when I gotta give it up to Baltimore, the Baltimore side of the stage. During P-Funk, they did good. Mr. Kevin Oliver, sound and the way they were doing it was good. I noticed the drum machine was drum machining, but he's changing it up now, I think. It's not the same added patterns. At least it's changed up now. I still don't like him in there, but at least it's not the same one throughout the whole song. And sometimes you can't hear, so sometimes it's turned off. And sometimes it's this or a clap or some kind of, you know, in there. I'm like, okay. But they did good, Mr. Thomas, Mr. Boyer. That trombone come in, like we so used to hearing it. On P-Funk. Mr. Bedrosian played solo during that part. It was good. I think Skeet got a solo too, but that's when the bass wasn't turned up. You know, that's like when the bass wasn't coming out the house yet. So, I mean, it was, you know, Mr. Curtis is Mr. Curtis. So he was able to do, you know, what he do. It was good. It was just a good show. Mr. Clinton is always animated. Good. It was good seeing Mrs. Clinton Carlon there doing her PTV. Brandy. I mean, Tanisha. I'll tell you one thing about Tanisha. She come out doing Dirty Queen. When she come out doing Dirty Queen, she be getting it. I gotta get that on video. She be doing that little dance coming out during Dirty Queen. I'll be like, okay. I mean, we all know you can. We all know you can do it. You just ain't gotta stand there and be cute. We know you can turn it on when you want to. And I was like, okay. And Brandy, I heard her voice clear, and really clear at one point, and it just excited me. To actually hear, oh, and Traviel came out. He was good too. He was doing what he do. He was just doing what he do. Next thing I know, he dancing. All of a sudden, the skirt came off. And I'm like, I was like, do what you do, dude. He started doing the hair, and just bringing that energy. I was like, just do what you do, man. You know, just do what you do. And, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, you can hear, like Brandy said something. Oh, Traviel was, he came out, I think he sang the rap on Get Low or something. One of those songs. You know, he did the rap part. And he was singing it loud. So you could hear his voice. You could hear the energy in his voice. And it just changed the whole song. It just changed the whole dynamic of the whole song. You can hear him actually, you can hear him, a human being. You can feel the human being's emotion in it. It wasn't a track. And it was like when Brandy says something or says something on the mic, it just brings an added energy. And you hear her voice to say something live. And I knew it was something weird about, you know, not hearing the vocals over the tracks. And then that night, once you hear it, and after what Trevor Hill did, Giles Webbin did, the way he came out and just went way over. He was not like screaming or nothing, but he was just like on top of it. He was leading it. You couldn't even hear it, the track in the back. And it just gave a whole different kind of energy, a whole different kind of vibe. And I knew, and I wasn't sure. I just knew something was missing. I didn't know what it was until that happened. I was like, huh, okay. That's good. Mr. Thomas as usual, Mr. Boyer as usual. He come out and do a solo. You know, it's just good. Mr. Hampton, as usual. Trey Lute as usual. Everybody, I mean, Mr. Josie, no maggot brain. Somebody said that. You know, because, you know, we back here in Ohio. And it's Midwest. So they like that funkadelic-y stuff. And they know what, you know, they ain't looking necessarily for all the flashlights and the knee deeps. They know about the, you know, I'm looking for the bus stop just in case I need it. I don't need it. It start raining, I gotta run across the street. They know about not the B side, the dark sides, I'll call. I'll say that, I even call the dark sides of the, you know, song, like the under B side, the B minus sides, you know. So they looking for that, you know, heavier stuff. But it was good. It was just a good show. It was just good. Saw Mr. Payne after the show. He's good as usual, 13. I mean, it's just good, Poppy. Poppy, I said, Poppy didn't get to do his diapers. But we ain't got no diapers today. It was just, they just hitting. They are just hitting. Mr. Curry, like I said, since the bass was out low, it gave a different dynamic. Then when it came in, you were like, whoa, okay. Okay. I was like, yeah, it was good. Benny Cowan was there, did his thing, Baltimore side of the stage. Giselle, Mr. Curry, and again, I forgot about the future again. I gotta forget. He come out and do what he do, you know. We need those lead vocals on those songs. It's important. We need those lead vocals. It's this One Nation, the Cosmic Slop, and the Deep, and the whoa. That's key. And the guitar playing during Funkatelicy, you hear that? You know, guitar riff. No, that's Bob Gunn. Right with that guitar riff going funky key. I look up, see him playing that. There was another guitar player on Garrett's side who played the rhythm guitar on P-Funk. And since you couldn't hear the bass that loud during P-Funk, it was crucial. Because I had to look and see if I was hearing the bass or if I was hearing him playing the guitar. Somebody told me his name. I forget what his name was, but I think he was out there before with him. But it didn't bother me. I gotta put it. Nothing jumped out to make me go, oh, what the hell? So I'll make that a thumbs up. No, he was playing it right. I looked and I was like, oh, somebody know how to play it. Or close to it. Or in that range or that feel. Because it wasn't Garrett. So that was good. And like I said, that whole Baltimore side of the stage did. I ain't gonna say did good or bad, whatever that means. I guess I just did say that, but They did the dreidel thing. No, no, that was just the Pink Panther thing. They did that part. You know. So, it is what it is. I'm a human. I'm a conservative human. So I'm gonna resist change. I want classics. You know, I want it to be, that's not true, but you know what I'm saying. I'm really not like that, but you know what I'm trying to say. I could probably get away with it if I was to like figure out how to say it right. Even though it ain't true. Like the funk don't fight. I was like, Funkster tricked me into doing a funk not fight promo. Knowing that ain't where my mind is. I ain't no philanthropist or whatever the word is. Evangelist or provocateur or whatever the word is when you, when you like advocate or whatever. I don't know what it is. But that just ain't me. Here we are at the corner market in 224. Out here doing what we do. It better turn green on me. And it didn't yesterday, I don't think. But I went anyway. Shit. As soon as the left lane get done, I'm going. That's just how I play it. That's just who I am. Youngstown, Ohio. Love this place. I love this place. Look up, don't you run me over. Don't you run me over. See, it didn't turn red. They didn't give me the walk signal, but I'm walking anyway. This is a free country. Actually, it's not a free country. There are laws and rules. Even though, I mean, it's a free country, but there's still laws that you gotta obey. So, the free country might just be a sensationalized overstatement. But anyhow, so I had a good day yesterday. The ant exterminator guy came, hung out with my son and grandson. Granddaughter was being granddaughter, ex-wife was over there doing what she do, being grandma. And we talked, it was just a good day. Got pizza, some of my favorite pizza. My favorite pizza used to be Bellaria. I got a hold of some Wedgwood a few years ago. I ain't been back to Bellaria since. I had a few mediocre experiences with Bellaria where pizza was dry or something. And I'm like, is this pizza dry? And somebody else was saying, yeah, it is kind of. And I went to Wedgwood. Oh my God. Black olives, mushroom, and sausage. Woo! And I got their wings. They bake wings. Kind of expensive. No, actually, you get five for $6.50. And I guess that's the going rate. And they're not that big, but they weren't that small. They're better than Wingstop, I'll give you that. Wingstop is the worst, if you ask me. But Wingstop got the best french fries. It's a damn shame I can't get wings when I go in there. All right, that's right, let's go in there. Give me two french fries. But anyhow, that's how it went. Good show, Mr. Clinton, as always. Animated, moving, doing what he do. You know. Venue was kind of small, too, actually. The venue wasn't that big, and the general pit area was really kind of small. It was thin. It wasn't the width, the length, no, the depth wasn't as depthy as I'm used to. So we were, but it wasn't too crowded. I had my space. I did that now. I had my space, and I guess I needed it. I guess I needed it because it was good. And the story I'm going to tell is that the show was okay, but the feel was just very good. And I don't even know what that means, but that's what I'm gonna go with. It was probably a good show, but I mean, it was definitely a good show. I ain't gonna say it was a mediocre show, but it wasn't like New Orleans that one time or blah, 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 you know. So, It was good. It just felt good. The vibe was just good, even with crazy lady harassing me, asking me to move. Asking me to move over a little bit. I'm like, where am I move? No, I didn't say it like that. I was like, there's nowhere to move. And then she kept going on and on and on. Please, oh, please, just please don't let it see. Oh, please, you never, your butt in my mother's face. You know, I didn't even go, I knew I couldn't go into it. So I just turned around. She's like, oh, it's like that, oh, it's like that. And I was like, you know, I ain't got no joy. Because I ain't moving. Next thing you know, the wheelchair all up, back up against me. And I feel bad for the mother. As you can see, the mother was just like, just let it go. You know, just let it go. He ain't gone. You know, just let it go. But she's just, you know, just drinking. You know. But anyway, so we're going to do it again today. And wearing that Steeler jersey in Pittsburgh, during P-Funk, in fact, during P-Funk in Pittsburgh, was one of the few times I was heavily inclined to put the jersey on. There was like a certain time I just had to put the jersey on. I was not determined or whatever. I was for, I don't know what the word is. I can't think of words right now. But I just really motivated. I had to put the jersey on. It was just felt it. And I put it on in Pittsburgh. And they saw that P-Funk on my back. They had already seen me doing what I do, doing the show, before the show. Let them know who I am. And then Mr. Payne said, people on one, you know, doing it on behalf. You know, that just, oh my God, it's just too much. It's still just too much. After all this time, Jesus. I don't know. After all this time, it's still too much. And drove home afterwards, about an hour and a half. And it's dark. My God, you ain't seen dark like this. It was dark. And then when you get on the freeway, you know, these big ass interstates, it's okay. It's big, huge, you know, interstates. Not like a bunch of lanes, just a bunch of space, whatever you want to call it. Got home. Damn, there's some big birds. Can you see them? No, you can't really see them that good. Them is some big birds. Them is some big birds. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe, that ever was, is, and will be. It's the totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey Pure Funk Mitchell.